Mom's Life.
Hello, hello to all our moms. It's a Mom's Life here on Active FM. Yes, I have bad news. Tando Ngandu, my co-host, is not here today, so you are stuck with me. Hooray! So let's get into it. Last week was interesting and funny, chatting about our kiddies and their different personalities. We should do another show on that at some point. But today we're going to be chatting a little bit about another blogger that I actually read, which is awesome, so I'll mention her a little bit later. But as I said, let's get into this week's topic. So this week's topic, we're speaking about ways to discipline your child, okay? Discipline is a very critical part of life, right? And maybe some of us look at this word discipline as like a swear word. Now, looking at the definition of discipline, this is what we have found, right? So control gained by enforcing obedience or order. Orderly or prescribed conduct or pattern of behavior, self-control, punishment, training that corrects molds or perfects the mental faculties or moral character, a field of study, a rule of system or rules governing conduct or activity. So that's basically what the dictionary says about this. So discipline is really important for children. But, you know, it's not like going to happen in a flash. One needs to understand that it's a process, and you actually have to do this process over and over again. So I love the word consistency, and I've got a little bit of something for you later after the song that'll just blow your mind from a blogger that I happen to find on the net. But before we go into that, let's tune in with Reactive, the movement Warzone.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Active FM.
You are holy.
that's one of my kiddies' favorite songs, Warzone, specifically the reactive one. I think it's just because, you know, they can sing it over and over and over again because it's so easy, but it's such an awesome song, so I hope you enjoyed it. So we touched on this at the top, and I thought I would do a little online search, and I came across this awesome blogger. Her name is Brianna, and her blog site is called Disciple Mama. So if you're interested, you can go and take a look. It's www.disciplemama.com. The link will be at the bottom of the page, right? She's a disciple maker, pastor's wife, or pastor herself, I'm sure, and a stay-at-home mom, blogger, etc. Her topic was how to discipline children. So I thought, wow, this is like the topic that we're on, right? So she starts off with a definition. Now, I know that we looked at definitions at the top, which was really interesting, and it sort of just filters through here, but I thought this was very brilliant because she explains it so well. So discipline versus punishment, there is a difference. Often the terms discipline and punishment are used interchangeably, but their meanings are really quite different, she says. As parents, this is really important for us to think about, and even more so for Christian parents. She goes on to say, what is punishment? Our word punish, from the Latin root punire or punar, and according to the Online Etymology Dictionary, it means to punish, correct, chastise, take vengeance for, inflict a penalty on, cause pain for some offense. Punishment is a penalty for offense. So punishment involves some level of pain or suffering. So, you know, suffering or pain when in terms of physically, emotionally, or mentally. Now, this is me now speaking, so I'm not reading from hers. Just saying those words that we've just spoken about at the top. Punish, correct, chastise, take vengeance, inflict a penalty, cause pain. That for me is, it's like, wow. We need to be careful of how we should think and be careful of how we punish our kids. Like last week, we spoke about, you know, breaking a child's spirit, and each child is different. We need to understand that you can't just punish, as in inflict, that'll actually hurt the child from a physical, emotional, or mental perspective. So it's always good to have that that discipline in yourself, and we'll actually get to it a little bit later where I'll explain a little bit more there. But she has, yeah, what is discipline? She goes on to say, the root word for discipline is disciplus, a Latin word meaning pupil, which is also the root word of disciple. And this is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, right? So she speaks about discipline and disciple being so closely related. Discipline involves teaching and learning. There is a difference between discipline and punishment. So discipline is training for future behavior. Discipline is as important for us as parents as it is for our children. This is so important because, just like going back to what I said last week, she's obviously made the statement. And like I said before, you need to, before you discipline your child, you need to make sure you're disciplining yourself, making sure that you won't discipline with the wrong motive, you know. So she actually tweeted, if we were raising disciples, by definition, they need discipline. And for me, it was like, do I have discipline as a disciple? So it's very, very challenging. If you look at being a disciple, you need discipline. And discipline is not a bad thing. It grows you. It grows your child, right? So punishment, if done very wrong, means you are looking back at the past wrongs. In essence, you use punishment when you discipline with wrong reasons. In saying that, punishment can and possibly should be used in certain situations as long as it's done for teaching and discipline purposes, and not when you want to get your child back for something, or, you know, if she's done something in her past, or because you're angry and you had a bad day, now you want to, you know, inverted commas, discipline your child. That's not discipline, that's punishment. In my brain, I'm like, if it doesn't hurt me to punish you, if I'm not thinking, oh, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to have to because you need to learn, you know, I think as a mom, I need to have some counseling, a counseling session with myself, because, you know, you can't go into disciplining your child and be going, yeah, you're going to get this and I'm going to get you. And it's, you know, it's like this war. It's definitely supposed to be used as a teachable thing. So before we go into anything else, let's take a talk break. Let's listen to Hillsong Young and Free as I Am, the Lil Raybar remix.
Boy CJ, you're listening to Active FM. You know what it is, time to turn the world upside down.
Okay, so that was a fun song, and you know, Tando obviously couldn't join us today, but I had a little bit of a you know touch and go with her. And she actually spoke about her testimony where, you know, disciplining her kids is something that has to be done on a daily basis. So she had an example where, you know, her kids come home, they have to take their lunch tins out of their bags, put their bags in a specific position, and then put their lunch tins into the sink. And she said, it doesn't just happen. You actually have to do it daily. You actually have to remind them daily, and not out of frustration, but this is discipline. This is training your child. So I think I do need more of that discipline in doing the over and over thing with my kids. I think sometimes we get too busy, and that's not a good thing. You know, we let things slide. And then you're like, it's okay this time. Then it happens again. You're like, oh, that's okay. And then again and again. And then before you know it, you are in a very bad habit with your kids that you now need to break. So it's really important to be consistent. You know, we did a little bit of research, and there's some positive parenting blog that Tando had gone to look at. And she just put some points together, which I'm going to read to you today. So show and tell. Teach, but always show by example. That is hugely profound. So looking at an example that she would have given, she said to me, you know, going to bed is a big thing because kids don't want to go to bed on time. And she said, you know, she started going to bed at 9 o'clock, and the kids automatically go to bed at 9 o'clock because mommy's going to bed at 9 o'clock. That is being an example. Or even simple things like, you know, putting a dish in a sink, like she spoke about the lunch boxes. Taking the lunchbox, putting yours in the zinc so that the kids can actually see, oh, that's what mommy is doing. Let me follow. It's really critical, you know, at especially young ages, that we get them into those habits and we set the good examples because they pick up things so quickly. Set limits. Have a clear and constant rule your children can follow. Be sure to explain these rules in age-appropriate terms so that they can understand. So obviously you're not going to tell a kid, you know, things with big words and try and explain the concept to them in words that they cannot understand. You need to give them, and I think a good thing is to give them a bit of an example. I know that my husband recently, we're teaching the kids, you know, Bible verses and what it's about, and he would give examples of the Bible verses relating to their age, which is it's so important. Make sure that you do that. Give the consequences. Calmly and firmly explain the consequences if they don't behave. For example, tell her that if she does not pick up her toys, you will put them away for the rest of the day. Wow, I haven't thought about doing that. I was just like, you know, pick up the toys, scream, shout. But actually going, well, I'll do it for you. And then for the rest of the day, you won't have any toys. You know, that's a very good example. So hear them out. It's really important to listen to your children. Let your child finish the story before helping solve the problem. So if your child comes to you with a problem, let them finish. Help them to know and understand that you're listening to them. Engage. And watch for the times when behavior has a pattern. Like if your child is feeling jealous. Talk with your child about this rather than just giving consequences. So if they battle in a certain area, such as how they said, you know, jealousy, you're able to sit with them and talk to them. And I remember just sitting with Joshua at one point where he was just crying, going to school. I think I've shared that before. And all I did was sit with him and go, you can't do this because, and I gave him the story. I told him how it would affect him when he's at school one day, because then the kiddies are going to laugh at him and he can't behave like that. And true as Bob, the next day he was completely fine. So, you know, just giving them the consequences to what they're doing will actually put a little bit of light on the situation. So give them your attention. This is the last one. The most powerful tool for effective discipline is attention. To reinforce good behaviors and discourage others. Remember, all children want their parents' attention. That is so important because sometimes people will say, well, just don't give them attention. No, give them the attention, but give them the attention that they need, not the attention that they actually want. So if your child is freaking out and you know, doing a little bit of a tantrum, you know, give them the attention to effectively discipline. You shouldn't be doing this because. Instead of just freaking out or instead of just ignoring them completely, because the behavior won't change if you ignore your child. That's why it's so important to speak to your child.
Active FM radio has never been better.
So ending off today, which was possibly possibly a really short session, but that's okay. We hope that this has actually, you know, blessed you. We're going to end off with Proverbs 13, verse 24, that says, whoever spares the rod hates their children. I'm going to say that again. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Now, this is not saying get a stick and beat your child. We will make exceptions for over 18-year-olds that need a hiding. I'm just kidding. This is talking about leaving our children to do what they want, say what they want, think how they want to think, and letting it get out of hand. This is not the way to go. Again, if we love our children, we will persevere and we will keep speaking, teaching, and disciplining, aka making them disciples of all nations. Isn't that what the Bible tells us to do? Because let's face it, having a good child is hard work. But having a rebel for a child is even harder. So remember that. Having a good child is hard work, but having a rebel for a child is even harder. So moms, persevere, keep on, don't give up, and don't give in, but always do it in love. So we are ending off today with a song from Frail by Cyrus Smith. So enjoy, and we will see you next week. Hopefully, we will see Tando as well. That'll be great news. See you next week.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
On my life, I'm never gonna bust. I'm putting my life on the line, risking my life for the Lord. No time to choose side. But the devil came with the two side. I kept the faith with the vibe. Yeah, I keep it real with my time. Yeah, I ain't losing anymore. Winning, winning is my time. Hakuna Matata, praying for grace for my brothers, praying for love for my sisters, mothers and fathers. Feeling so high, we made it. Feeling so blessed, I made it. Christ is the reason why I did it. Feeding the soul with a king song. Killing my pride for the new joy. Praying for peace for my heart. I never go die, never go die. Yeah, I came with a mantle. Full of grace from the most high. My life is a statement I never go fail. My God is the greatest and nothing go stand against me. Oh Lord, it's a new vibe. In love with the rest and it's too wrong like a siren. In love with the people you created, I'm thrilled. I gave you my life, I know that you feel me. I'm calling your name, I know that you hear me. I gave you my all, I gave you my life. Yeah, I'm feeling so blessed. I'm feeling so blessed. I know that I'm thrilled. I know that I'm thrilled, yeah. Selling my soul anymore. God is the greatest, the King of Kings. I'm a child of a King, the mighty God. Yeah. Sigh. Switch. Whoa. Switch.